Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline, or a 2.99% APR on a 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
It's a Friday morning. Lovely, cheerful headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail to kick off your weekend. This will be our worst day since the crash. A transatlantic trade war will hit Ireland harder than the 2008 financial crash, a leading economist has warned. So obviously they're talking about the tariffs here. Dan O'Brien says April 2nd, oh, that's next week, great, is shaping up to be the worst day in Irish economic history since the crash in 2008. And Pascal Donoghue has said he's extremely concerned. Well, enjoy this weekend, because apparently next week is going to be chaos and hell. So have a fun weekend, and then we'll have our worst day ever on April 2nd, which is next Wednesday. So get ready for that. Something to look forward to. Dan O'Brien was on the hard shoulder about that last night, if you'd like to listen back on the News Talk app, by the way. On the Irish Examiner front page, Trump targets Irish pharma sector. Irish households' confidence in the economy has plummeted over fears of a global trade war, as US President Donald Trump places Ireland's pharma exports directly in the crosshairs. So obviously a lot of fear, particularly in the south of the country as well, about the pharma sector and what we can expect to hear from President Trump. On the front of the Irish Independent, more on that ESRI report. Migrants are more likely to be in work but face greater poverty. The ESRI has found migrants in Ireland are more likely to be working and well-educated compared with Irish-born people, but they have lower incomes, suffer more from poverty and pay more for housing. So this is lifting the lid from the ESRI, lifting the lid on the reality of life for foreign-born residents. And so much for what you see online about foreigners milking the system, which clearly is a load of rubbish because they're more likely to be working than Irish-born people. Also, the front of the Irish Daily Star is looking at the search for the missing farmer in Kerry. Farmer Car Riddle is the headline. Missing Michael left his phone and wallet in Jeep. And the Irish Sun, dig for missing farmer. Gardaí probing the disappearance of Michael Gain. Hope digs at his Kerry farm can solve the mystery. The Irish Daily Mirror goes with depraved. The judge slamming three men found guilty of rape. Three men jailed yesterday for between 13 and 15 years for what a judge described as a cruel, cynical and depraved rape. They were convicted at the Central Criminal Court. On the front of the Irish Times, obviously there's still a lot of talk about smartphone bans. More talk about that since adolescence hit Netflix. However, the front of the Irish Times tells us that there's no evidence that smartphone bans work. Bans on smartphone and social media access fail to equip children for healthy use of such technology. This is according to a study by international experts who say the bans are being applied despite a lack of evidence on their effects, which will make for interesting reading for particularly a lot of schools out there, because we're talking a lot about smartphone bans at the moment. Inside the paper, staying with phones, the Mail tells us that scrolling through our phones before bed is a habit, myself included, that many of us find hard to kick, and one that could be depriving us of an hour of sleep a week. So if you use your phone before bed, it costs you an hour of sleep every week. This is a new study of 122,000 adults, which found that if you use your phone before bed, you were 33% more likely to suffer a poor night's sleep, and also far more likely to go to bed later than others, because you're glued to the phone, glued to the screen, and you stay up later. Mad story from Limerick in the Examiner, and one to be aware of if you're a fan of going to the People's Park in Limerick. We're told people in Limerick are finding themselves locked into the park. On Tuesday, several people found themselves locked inside the public park because the gates had been locked. On another occasion, a woman had to climb over the gates with her children because no one was around to open the gates. It's claimed now there's a lack of consistency around the times that the gates are shut. But the local authority denies this. They say it's the same time every day. People in the park are saying the gates close at different times during the day. Apparently there is a bell that is rung 20 minutes before they close the park to let people know that it will close soon. And yet we have women having to throw their children over gates to try and get out. If you're single and fed up of being single, you're not alone. There's a survey in The Sun which tells us singletons wish the dating game was more honest. More than 9 in 10 people who are single and obviously dating, because there's plenty of single people who don't bother going on dates, but if you are going on dates, 9 in 10 say they're fed up of hearing half-truths and white lies and they want their dates to play it straight. A third complain that they turned up to meet someone and then they find that the person looked completely different to their profile pictures, because of the filters and makeup and things like that. Age, relationship status, money and hobbies top the list of common lies that are being told on dates. 8 in 10 people think it should be acceptable to ask personal questions on a first encounter. Some people even want to know about earnings, the number of partners they've had and who they voted for. Singletons are struggling, we are told, according to a dating expert, Emma Hathorne, who says that singletons believe honesty and transparency are incredibly important. Now, there's a difference between being honest and asking how much you earn on a first date or telling someone how much you earn on a first date. And finally, we have the best toilet in Ireland. This is in the Mirror. A Wetherspoons pub in Ireland has been hailed for having top quality toilets at an awards ceremony. So this is the Loo of the Year Awards. And one winner, I think it's the only Irish winner in this list, is the Silver Penny Pub on Lower Abbey Street in Dublin. So if you want to spend a penny, go to the Silver Penny, because it was judged best in class. The toilets are judged on decor, maintenance, cleanliness, accessibility, hand washing and drying machines, safety and overall management. And the staff there at the pub say that they make sure that the toilets are in excellent condition. And now this has been recognised by the inspector. So go in and have a look at the pub toilet in the Silver Penny on Lower Abbey Street in Dublin, because apparently it's one of the best in Ireland. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.